Brad Pitt tries to avert a zombie apocalypse while some monsters head to school in the films World War Z and Monsters University. Brace yourself. As our critic Bob Mondello says, the year's most monstrous movie weekend is upon us.
We seem to be awash in origin stories of late. First the Man of Steel, now the Eye of Green and the Abominable Snow Beast of Blue. Mike and Sully, the best scarers at Monsters, Inc. How did they become the best of the best, you ask? You didn't ask? Well, Pixar's got the answer anyway. They trained at Monsters U.
Ready, position, come and crouch. I want to see matted fur and yellow teeth. Basic snarl, show me some slobber. Drool is a tool, kids. Use it. Now, here is a monster who looks like a scarer.
Sully, the big blue furball growled by John Goodman, is the one the prof singled out, which annoys Billy Crystal's Mike, a hard-working but less scary green eyeball.
If you don't mind, I have to study my scaring.
You don't need to study scaring, you just do it.
Naturally, they end up rooming together and joining Monster U's lamest fraternity.
Do you pledge your souls to the Uzma Kappa Brotherhood? Do you swear to keep secret all that you learn here?
No matter how horrifying!
They're crying out loud.
Sweetie, turn the lights on while you're down here. You're going to ruin your eyes.
Mom, we're doing an initiation.
Oh.
It's been 12 years since audiences fell for Mike and Sully's digitized Odd Couple act, which counts as an eon when it comes to animation technology. Scenes can now contain not just two or three, but dozens of variously tentacled, scaly, silky, or fuzzed monsters. What hasn't advanced is the plotting, which was nothing special last time and is so formulaic now.
Just wait, Hotshot.
I'm going to scare circles around you this year.
You're not even in the same league with me.
That it's basically surprise-free. I mean, you don't want a G-rated monster movie to be actually scary on its way to life lessons about working together. And for kids, this one won't be, but some adults may be alarmed at this latest evidence that sequelitis has infected Pixar. First a pedestrian Cars 2, now a passable Monsters University. Here's hoping Pixar shakes off the fever before their animators are walking around like the rest of Hollywood, glazed, zombie-like, with dollar signs clouding their vision. That is not, interestingly, the image that World War Z conjures up.
Declared martial law.
Daddy, what's martial law?
Although it's clearly out to make a buck, and needs to, since it cost many gazillions in overruns and rewrites, you'd never guess that World War Z had anything on its mind but action storytelling for the first hour or so. No sooner has it trapped former UN troubleshooter Brad Pitt and his family in a traffic jam than weird stuff starts happening all around them.
What is going on?
Yo! Hold on, guys.
Daddy, be careful on the road.
It's okay, baby.
It's the Zompocalypse, a worldwide rabies-like plague that takes just 12 seconds to turn its victims into raving, gnawing, and alarmingly fast-moving monsters, which means it spreads exponentially. By nightfall, many cities have fallen. By the next day, well, shouldn't spoil the surprises. Based on a bestseller by Max Brooks, the son of Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft, the movie is a straight-ahead race-against-time flick, which may distress fans of a novel that was structured less conventionally. On the page, Brooks conceived World War Z as a post-war oral history in the journalistic style of Studs Terkel. But movie blockbusters require real-time urgency, and the filmmakers were hoping for a trilogy, so they opted for a central character, played by Pitt, and a lot of globe-hopping to look at swarming zombies overwhelming vastly differing national defenses.
Is anyone doing better than we are?
We've lost the East Coast. Moscow's still dark.
That means the novel's view of geopolitics gets subsumed by action sequences, happily they're effective ones, and it leaves director Mark Forster filming a pretty straightforward Contagion epic, just on a grander scale than most. The film isn't subtle about parallels to real-world epidemics, and when it radically shifts gears in its final third, you don't have to have read about its troubled production history to know things were rejiggered at the last minute. Still, whatever problems World War Z had in the making, the movie has made it to theaters, not dead on arrival, but walking dead, running dead, and when it's really working, swarming dead. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.